from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Time now for University Showcase, shining the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. Now, here's your host of University Showcase, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start for a good day this day. And there's Ray Doskey. He's producing this morning. He's so delightful to work with when he's tired. I know he was in here last night doing the Vanderbilt baseball game late. He'll be back in here this afternoon, 1:30 of the pregame, 2 o'clock the first pitch tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Vanderbilt, Alabama. Of course, we've got all the Vanderbilt games here on Nashville Sports Radio. It is University Showcase. We spotlight the athletic programs, as mentioned in the intro, at Tennessee State, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. And that would mean right now, Austin Peay, head volleyball and beach volleyball coach Taylor Mott is joining us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Coming off a championship. What could be better?
I'd say, well, hotty toddy, gosh almighty, right?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Well, is that how it goes, hotty toddy?
Hotty toddy, yeah. That's back in my Ole Miss days, yeah.
Yeah? Well, hey, listen, you can get as far as away from Ole Miss as you want to, but you're still an Ole Miss girl, okay?
Absolutely. I wear that badge with pride.
Well, congratulations. The inaugural beach volleyball championship in the OVC is won by Austin Peay. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was an awesome accomplishment and definitely had some hurdles along the way, but it was a great finish.
Well, you tried to do it last year, right? What, with six teams, Austin Peay, Eastern Kentucky, Jacksonville State, Morehead State, UT Martin, and then Chattanooga as an affiliate member, but that didn't go so well, did it?
Did not go so well. We got about 2 weeks into the season, and, you know, COVID came along and definitely rocked all of our world. So I thought we were down actually in Florida playing in a tournament, and once we got down here, we got the call that COVID was happening and everything was canceled. And I remember getting back to the locker room in Clarksville and saying to the girls, all right, girls, I'll probably see you in a couple weeks. Let's just take a break with COVID. And it's almost been, what, a year and a few months.
Yeah, 14 months. Yes, crazy.
Yeah. So that's not what we were expecting, but you know, things happen.
This year, just tell me about your team. Tell me about this, and we're going to get into beach volleyball in general in just a few moments, because you see the surge across the land with teams having it more of a the NCAA. I know they don't have an automatic bid system set up yet, but I think with 8 teams as it is right now, all at large, but as it's growing, but just the base of beach volleyball, two things come to mind. The Olympics and certainly the competitiveness of that, and number two, sitting on the side, with a cooler and going out there and playing. So you know what I mean. So somewhere in between.
But how awesome of a sport where that's actually a thing. I mean, you can do both of those and still play at a high level, and even down at the NCAA championship, it's just one of the most amazing venues. I encourage anybody, and I think anybody that's ever been. When you're at the event, like right now, the NCAA tournament for beach is going on right now, and it's like, I can't imagine anything better, because just like you said, you've got high-level athletes competing, you've got the beach in the back, and if you want your cooler, you can have your cooler too, it's just a pretty cool, just a neat sport, and how those kind of worlds have collided from, like you said, I was at the very first beach Olympic Games, I'm completely dating myself, but I had just gotten married, and Atlanta sponsored the very first beach Olympics games, and I happened to be there. So it's so crazy to see. That was in 96. It's crazy to see where beach volleyball has come from then, but I'm so thankful to be a part of it.
Taylor Mott with us, head volleyball and beach volleyball coach at Austin Peay. Now, how long have you been the volleyball coach at Austin Peay?
I just finished my 9th season.
Where along the way did they come and say, hey, coach, what do you think about beach volleyball, and what was your initial reaction? Or maybe you were pushing it.
Yeah, well, I'm born and raised in South Florida. So if I'm being honest, I learned how to play beach volleyball long before I ever learned how to play indoor. So it's been a part of my life for a very, very long time. The institution I came from before Austin Peay was actually Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida, where I begged that athletic director for years to let us start beach. And I was actually involved with the ABCA. They kind of spearheaded beach volleyball before the NCAA kind of got their hands on it. So I was involved with that at that point, trying to get it started as a collegiate sport. So it's been in my blood forever, and it's been a passion of mine forever. The crazy part is I was never allowed to start it when I was at Flagler College in Florida on the beach. You know, we had six courts around the beach. I moved to Tennessee because of my husband's job, ended up getting the Austin Peay job, and was fortunate enough to have an athletic director, Ryan Ivey, who was no longer at Austin Peay, but he came to me and said, "You want to start beach volleyball?" And I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, "Are you kidding?" And he said, "Not at all." So how crazy is it that I'm in the middle of the state of Tennessee and was able to start one of my biggest passions? So that's kind of how it came about. I've always been an advocate. Didn't really think it would ever happen at Austin Peay just because of our location. And, you know, but I'm so thankful, and it's been an awesome ride.
Well, and others have followed, right, within the SEC, regionally, Chattanooga. Others it keeps cropping up here or there along the way. It seems like there's a lot of forward momentum with it.
There is, you know, I think it is the fastest sport to ever come off of. You know, when you start a new sport, the NCAA puts you on the emerging sport list. Beach volleyball is the fastest sport to ever come off the emerging sport list. I think it took about 2 years to where it was actually an NCAA sport and having a championship. So there's definitely momentum. There are so many young kids playing beach. You know, a lot of them have gotten away from the indoor side. And especially in our area, there's a whole Ohio Valley club kind of up in the Cincinnati area that have a huge youth beach population. So it's definitely a sport on the move, and it's just really, really neat to be a part of it.
You know, and we're Taylor Mott with us here on University Showcase from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You wear one volleyball hat, but it's not two hats, but it's got like on one side the ear flop says indoor and the other says outdoor beach. And you just got me thinking about this. Are you worried that one might pull from the other, or do they complement each other?
In my opinion, they absolutely complement each other. I think, you know, most of our indoor girls play on the beach side as well. And I think it helps both programs tremendously. I mean, I think when the indoor girls come out to the beach, sometimes it takes them a minute to figure out, okay, it's a completely different game. And people need to know that. It's not the same game. They're so different. Other than the volleyball, it's not even the same, but it's similar. Two completely separate games. But it really helps our indoor team when they get to be in the sand. They learn so many things that you don't necessarily get on the indoor side that makes them better on the indoor side. And even the beach girls, you know, they get to compete with some of the indoor athletes that, you know, they just can do different things. So I personally feel like they complement each other. There's a lot of coaches that feel like they need to be separate. They should be separate. I don't feel that way, but I love that we get to do both. And I think it makes both of our programs better.
Well, you should have loved it a lot this spring, right? Because you got to do both because of the pandemic in the same school year, the spring school semester.
That wasn't ideal necessarily. That's just a lot on the girls.
Yeah.
But again, they were awesome. They were such good sports. Never a complaint. I mean, we finished indoor, I think, on a Monday. We were out in the sand on a Thursday and never stopped, you know, till we finished the championship. And they were awesome. Like I said, it's a lot on these kids, and they were trying to do exams and online classes and just trying to survive COVID. And we got hit with the COVID bug, which was tough. But, you know, I'm really proud of them that they could just handle it all. I mean, it's mentally challenging for these kids anyway to be an athlete. And then you throw COVID in there and the stress of testing every week and am I positive? What's going to happen? You know, it was a very tough semester for everybody. But, again, not complaining. We won a championship, and we're gonna enjoy that as long as we can.
Taylor Mott with us, the head volleyball, beach volleyball coach at Austin Peay. You can follow her on Twitter at Taylor Mott, digit 8, Taylor Mott 8. She's not 1 through 7, she's 8, Taylor Mott 8, and then at Austin Peay, BVB as well. You went in, what, the number 4 seed and what came out, or the number 1, or just talk about what you had to do to get through that. Maybe I'm mixing and matching the indoor and the outdoor there, but...
No, you're right. Well, unfortunately, you know, right before the season started for beach, we had a dose of COVID. So our season itself for beach was only about 3.5 weeks. So you take some of those kids out, contact tracing, you know, we kind of had a rough start. And so I think think I saw somewhere we started out 1-6 and ended up 10-8. So, you know, it just was a matter of time of getting the team together. You know, one of the challenging things in beach volleyball is trying to figure out what the right pairing is. You know, what might make sense on paper. You know, like I have a big, or we call them bigs, like a blocker who can block, and we've got a little who's a defender. You know, sometimes you throw two kids together and you think it's going to be awesome, and it's just there's so many things that have to go right. The personalities have to mesh, the level of play, you know, all these things have to mesh. And usually you've got a lot more time to figure that stuff out. Well, we had about, like I said, about 4 days to figure out who can play with who and what's going to work for us. So I think once we hit our stride and we had everybody back and healthy, we really were playing some very good beach volleyball, but it was just such a short amount of time to figure out something that usually takes quite a while to figure out. So, and again, credit to the girls. They did what they needed to do. They played with whoever they needed to play with and found a way to get it done.
Taylor, how has been the reaction, just the general student body? I think if I were in college and you there's beach volleyball going on, I'm having a party. I'm going to go watch the game, right?
It's awesome. And, you know, I don't know if you've been on our campus, but our courts are literally right in the middle of campus, right in front of the Dunn Center Arena. And it's awesome because it's wide open. So we only, unfortunately, because of COVID and the shortened season, we only had two home matches this year. But it's awesome. I mean, it's music blaring. You know, I mean, who doesn't want to go to work with no shoes on? I mean, that's my favorite part. I get to go up to work, take my shoes off, and hang out in the sand. But it is. It's awesome. Like, the venue is amazing. It's just such a vibe. You know, even, like, our admin staff and our sports info people who hadn't been around beach volleyball, you know, they get out there and they're like, this is such a great vibe. I'm like, it's awesome, you know. And if anybody has any free time, turn on ESPN today. I mean, I think the beach championships are on ESPN or ESPN2. And just check out what it, you know, Gulf Shores, beach volleyball, the venue. It's just, it's awesome. And it is. It's in a normal year, it's just, we host a lot more. And so the students are around. And like I said, music blaring. It's just, it is kind of like one big party out there. It's awesome.
Taylor Motta with us. You mentioned Flagler University, which is obviously such a large part of what you have done professionally there. 13 years, as I see, 304-158 record, 11 straight 20-win seasons, two NCAA Division II elite appearances. And is that the base from where you are? Because, and also you involved with the move from NAIA to Division II, which I relate to, because Trevecca, which is also on this show, went through that same process from NAIA to NCAA Division II. But Flagler, man, you spent a lot of time there.
I did. You know, it's crazy. I never thought I was leaving. My husband's job actually uprooted us and moved us to Nashville, and it was kind of rocked my world, and, you know, was devastated to leave somewhere we thought would be home forever, but I believe in all things being good and karma, and, you know, the Austin Peay job completely fell into my lap. It wasn't even, you know, I thought I was giving up my career, and Coach Cheryl Holt reached out to me randomly. I was still at Flagler, and she said, hey, I heard you were moving to the area. Would you apply for this job? And I'm thinking, you know, little old me, like I, you know, started NAI. I'd coached high school but moved to NAI and then that program to D2. I thought, sure. And so here I am, and she's an amazing woman, and she gave me this opportunity, and I thank her all the time. Every time I see her, I'm very thankful for this opportunity. But, you know, it just happened to work out, and happy that I'm still getting to coach. I thought I was giving all that up.
Well, anybody who can teach algebra in the sixth grade, and, you know, your bachelor's degree, elementary education, God bless you for that, your master's in curriculum and instruction. I'm from a teacher's family, okay? So I know,
me too.
We didn't live in gated communities growing up but just that component of it, I couldn't do sixth grade algebra if I tried.
Well, I mean, my mom's a teacher. I grew up my whole life saying I was not going to be a teacher. I did not want to be a teacher. I saw what she went through, and I think this is what I think in life. These are my two life lessons. Everybody needs to wait tables and be a teacher. And then once you've done that, come talk to me about what life's really like, because teaching kids at any level, at any age, is so underappreciated. It's insane. And so honestly, I didn't last very long. I taught two years of middle school and then 2 years of high school, and that was enough for me. That was tough. It was a tough job. You know, I taught, once I moved to high school level, I taught algebra six times in a row. And then I got to do what I finally loved by the end of the day, which was coaching. But I didn't have any desire to go into teaching. I just knew I wanted to coach. And it's like, okay, well, what can I do, you know, that will lead me down that path? And I honestly thought I'd just be a high school coach. I was content with you know, teaching and coaching at the high school level. But again, opportunities just happened to fall. The Flagler job kind of fell in my lap as well. We moved there to St. Augustine for my husband's job. And I actually inquired about the job because it was open and they had actually hired someone else. And so I said, okay, great. I'm looking for high school jobs. And come to find out, the woman they hired ended up taking another job at the last minute. And they called me panicked, like, hey, are you still moving to the area? I was like, well, yes, I am. So that's how I ended up with the Flagler College job. But I've just been a teacher. I think coaching is teaching anyway, but so my background in education, I think, really helps me sometimes. But teaching is a tough gig, that is for sure. I have so much respect for any teacher.
Well, it's worked out pretty good. What, your husband's name, Brian, right? You have a daughter named Dylan, a son named Merrick. It's all right there on the website.
The irony in my daughter, I don't know if you knew this, but she plays at UT Martin. So I actually have
really?
Her. She plays volleyball. Yes, she plays volleyball and beach volleyball at UT Martin. So I have the luxury. She was a freshman this year, and I had the luxury of playing against her, and that was very interesting.
The in-home visits didn't work, right? What?
No, I guess I'm not a great recruiter, but no, I wanted her to have her own experience. You know, I did not want her to play for me. I mean, if something happens down the road, maybe, but I wanted her to have her own experience. It's not fun being the coach's kid a lot of times, so I wanted her to have her own gig, and she did really well at Martin this year. She was their libero as a freshman, so I was really proud of her, but it was really tough on my husband, and my parents actually flew up from Florida. My sister came, and I think it was tougher on them when we were playing against each other because I still wanted to kick her butt.
coaching against your daughter, I've heard a lot of coach. I'm a coach's son now, but yeah. Coaching against your daughter at a, couldn't you just say, hey, go to another conference, right? But UT Martin's a great place. It really is.
I'd never get to see her play. I mean, it's kind of the best of both worlds. You know, as a coach, you don't have any really downtime when you're in season, and, I don't know that I ever would have gotten to see her play if she was playing in another conference or further away. So I actually got to see her play once in person this year. She had their Belmont match had gotten canceled, so it got moved to a Wednesday. So I got to drive down and watch her actually play. And then obviously the two times we played against her, which was interesting. But I was proud of her. But it is challenging to play against your own kid.
How did she handle it?
You know what's funny? I think she and I handled it pretty well. I mean, you know, ironically, we beat them. We played twice back-to-back. It was because we had gotten COVID towards the end of our season, we had to play a doubleheader, which we don't normally do. So we ended up winning the first match, and they ended up beating us the second match, which knocked us out of the conference tournament. So it was like, I think we both kind of felt happy and sad at the same time, you know. She got a win, we got a win, but I was proud of her. She played really well, and it was, you know, it was what it was. But it is interesting. I couldn't really put into words what it was going to be like until it happened, and now I just, like I said, I feel like it was harder on my husband and my family than it was the two of us, but we got through it.
Well, yeah, because she wants to win, you want to win. It was easy for you guys.
Yeah,
else was worried about your feelings. Yeah. Taylor,
I think, they were all decked out in Martin stuff. But my parents said, you know, they cheered for us for 30 years. So
I would say, grandparents and grandmothers, you know, you sort of skip that middle part, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Taylor, congratulations. You've been a pleasure to have on this morning. And I'll leave you with one other thing. I know there's only 8 teams right now, all at large. Are we getting to the point where we can have the conferences and the automatic bids? And if you win the OVC, you get to move forward.
We are working in that direction. And ironically, I will actually be on the NCAA National Committee next year. So I will have a little bit of say for beach volleyball. I'll have a little bit of say in that. But right now, there's just not enough teams that make sense, and there's not even enough conferences. I mean, the Ohio Valley is one of, I want to say, 6 conferences that actually sponsor beach volleyball. So the goal is to, you know, increase membership, you know, have more teams playing. But that's definitely the direction the NCAA is going. I think they're saying within a year or two there will be some automatic qualifications, which would be awesome. And it was funny because everybody thought once we won, they're like, yeah, you're going to the national tournament. I'm like, no. Or not. It's okay, you know.
Well, hey, guess what? Not a lot of teams get to win their last game.
That is exactly right, and I will take it. I think we would have had a little bit of a tough time maybe against UCLA and some of these teams that are full beach, full all the time, but I'm happy we ended on a win and grateful for the championship.
Thank you, Taylor. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Taylor Mott, the volleyball and women's volleyball coach team at Austin Peay. We'll take a break. Coming up, my buddy Greg Ruff at Trevecca.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Dan Boone, president of Trevecca. Our unprecedented growth in recent years is something that brings us great joy. While our enrollment and our 100% online degree options continue to grow, our mission will always remain the same. We're committed to preparing students to excel professionally while also demonstrating kindness, compassion, and servant leadership wherever life takes them. Learn more at trevecca.edu.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hay Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's the Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. University Showcase spotlights the athletic programs at TSU throughout the High Valley Conference, and Trevecca on the clock right now. Go to TNUTrojans.com, figure it all out. Follow the teams and individuals through all the social media there. Sports in season, baseball, first-year coach Chase Sane, 26-10, 21-5 in the GMAC. Last Saturday, dropped a doubleheader against Kentucky Wesleyan, came back yesterday, winning a doubleheader at Cedarville, 16-5, 11-3, and will be back in Cedarville at noon today to start a doubleheader as well. Wednesday through Saturday, the GMAC Championships up in Mason, Ohio. Softball coach Ben Tyree, 26-11, 14-4 GMAC as they closed the regular season, went into the tournament as the number one seed, lost the first game of the double elimination tournament to Cedarville, but then on also, that was Thursday, then beat Finley 13-3, won all three games yesterday, 8-2 over Ursuline, 5-3 over Hillsdale, 10-6 over Tiffin, and they will be playing the sixth seed Ohio Dominican this morning at 9 o'clock, as a matter of fact, and they need two wins to claim the GMAC championship. Men's golf, Coach David Head, we had Coach on last week, of course, coming off winning the GMAC championship, their seventh. They're competing Thursday through today at the NCAA Division II Super Regional up in Kansas City. We'll get more of that with Greg Ruff here in just a few moments. And also, the track and field teams are competing as we speak. Well, yesterday, I think, wrapped it up. The Great Midwest Athletic Conference Championship, Braden Miller set another Trevecca record in the throw, and he actually broke the record twice in that. And also, Cameron Warner finished third in the 3,000 steeplechase, and the 4x1 made the finals for the first time in program history. So things are on the uptick there. Also, Braden Miller set a new throw, a school record in the hammer throw as well. So a lot of things still going on over at Trevecca, and just waking up after a long winter's nap, Greg Ruff, the Director of Athletic Communications. Morning, Gregory.
Hey, good morning, Gregory. Are you Gregory or just Greg?
Yeah, I'm Gregory, but you can call me. Okay, you, I don't care what you call me. You know that. Man, nothing going on over.
I'm sure like me, you get called Greg, Craig, and Gregory at different points.
I will take all of those compared to what else I get called, okay? So
I'm with you. We are brothers in that for sure.
Nothing going on, right?
No. I was talking to our women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix Cameron. We're going to go with Kelsey Cameron, I think, this year's.
Drop the Phoenix. Yeah, she's married.
Yeah. It's time to do that. But we were talking, and she was asking me for about some stuff that she needed done, stuff like that. And I said, maybe next week. And she, all the coaches take that and understand, because they know when they're in season that it's their time, and that's where my focus is. But it's a lot of fun to win, and it's a lot more work for people like you and I in sports information and broadcasting. But it's work that we really enjoy, and so right now we've got a lot of success going on, as you just talked about, and it's a lot of fun to do. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and Kelsey mentioned in season, everything was in season this spring.
Yes, that's true. It really was, and she had another great run with that team. And for sports like that, Greg, the thing that is kind of hitting me, and I think a lot of other people just about now, is all these teams that normally play in the fall that played in the spring, they've got a short turnaround. They're literally, it's August and they're in training for next year. So they've only got 3 months really to do all their off season stuff, get their bodies recuperated as well, get their plans, get their schedules done, get their uniforms ordered, travel plans, all that stuff has to be done in about half the time.
Greg Rowe with us. He's the Director of Athletic Communications at Trevecca. Let's just go around the horn. Baseball coach Chase Sane in his first year, 26-10, 21-5 in the GMAC. I know they swept the doubleheader yesterday at Cedarville. They're there today. But then Wednesday through Saturday, the GMAC championships up at Mason, Ohio. So, and they'll go in as one of the favorites.
Yeah, and they've got a chance with a win in one of their two games with Cedarville today, or a Kentucky Wesleyan loss in their games with Tiffin today, to get the outright championship of the regular season would get them the top bid. And so this event at the D2 level at Prasco Park in Mason, Ohio, is one of the best you could ever have at the D2 level. I guarantee you there's no other D2 conference that has that type of championship for really any sport. It is just a well-run thing by Prasco, the corporation up there, the pharmaceutical. They do it as a ministry, and our conference has benefited from that, and it is a great thing. There's free admission every year, and you'll love this, Greg, free concessions as well.
What would you mention that?
Including free ice cream as well. So it's a great event. Anyway, real quick, Greg, I want to say this. Chase Sane has come in and taken over a historically successful program from a beloved coach, Ryan Smaltz, who resigned to pursue other business opportunities. Came in COVID, right in the fall, so he had no chance to recruit. The groceries were already cooked or purchased and quite frankly, almost cooked. And then he goes in and just has one of the most successful starts you could ever have for a coach. And I want to tell you, this is the best compliment I could give Chase Sane. I would love for my kid to play for him. He's just that good of a guy and that good of a coach. He's done a tremendous job with the program this year. So I wish them a lot of success as they move forward. He's dealt with injuries, dealt with COVID, dealt with, just having to put his stamp on the program in such a short notice. He's done a great job.
Greg Rowe with us on the F&M Bank phone line here, University Showcase, talking a little Trevecca softball. You go from first-year coach Chase Sane. I was trying to describe, come up with an average. You know where I'm going. Hey, don't laugh at my jokes. Don't laugh at my jokes until I tell them, okay? Softball coach Ben Tyree. How about Krusty? Is that fair enough?
See, you're going to get me in all kinds of trouble.
I know he's, we love Ben, but he's a different animal.
And the thing is, he would love that. He would not be offended by that at all. Ben has done an absolutely wonderful job. Again, this is a team. The last year, Greg, we talked about so many times. They were 15-3, ranked number 10 in the country, rolling, and COVID hit. They were literally in a bus getting ready to play a game. And got shut down, dressed, ready to go, all that kind of stuff, and had a shutdown. They were down in Florida at an event. Had to go through all that, get everybody back. I think they lost one player off the roster from the previous year, came back. And then they just had an awful start to the season. I think it was 1-5, 1-6, something like that. Lost their ranking, all that kind of stuff. Came back, won 13 straight, and got the ship righted. And then they go and they lose to number 8 in the opening round, and they win 4 straight to get back to championship day. So just a great job by Ben and the team. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and that team has so much fun. We've got some stuff in our social media with some of their pregame stuff and everything. This is one of my favorite teams all time, just the way they handle everything.
Well, and we had Coach David Head, the director of golf, men's, women's golf coach. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, a couple weeks ago won the GMAC championship, 7th time in program history. Yeah. And now they head into I guess they're in the third day of the GMAC, right? And got some work to do, not too far. The top four advanced to the NCAA Division II national championship, but 10 shots back heading into today, and that could be made up.
Yeah, they have done more than that. I think it was 15 strokes down that they came back and won the Great Midwest a couple of years, won it by a stroke. It was wonderful. Not something you see a lot in golf, especially at this level, at the regional level, but they did it the last time they held this regional. They won it, and they actually had to come from behind a little bit to get into it. It's a little bit harder this time because it's the top four instead of the top six that advanced, but this is a roster that can do it. They battled back a little bit yesterday, stayed in range, so we'll see what they can do today. And I think they tee off around 10 is when they start. They're over in Kansas City. So, but Coach David Head's done a tremendous job. Think about this. Our men's golf program has won 7 of the 8 great Midwest athletic championships that have been held. Of course, they didn't have one last year, and they were, you know, they were headed towards, you know, at least competing seriously for that one again. But seven of the eight that have been held, the men's golf team has won. That's pretty impressive.
Well, and also Austin Selby, what the men's and women's track teams, they're at the GMAC championship as well, correct?
Yeah, well, they just finished up last night.
Like I said, they just finished up last night, Greg.
they had some good success this year and really built on a program, a very young roster through cross country and now through indoor and outdoor. And, of course, they had all the challenges, too, of last year losing the completion of their seasons. And so they've come back, and Austin's done a good job of building some young talent there, and he develops his athletes. Even if it's not a discipline that he has competed in or, you know, a specialist in or whatever, he does a really good job of developing our student athletes in track and field and cross country. So Braden Miller had a really good run this year too, and he did all that this week with some injury issues that he was that was challenged specifically to what he was trying to perform. And Cam Warner, really happy for him, a local Murfreesboro kid who's come in and done really well. He's battled injuries at times and did a great job with the steeplechase there. That's an event that I would love to do. You get to jump over water and hurdles and all that kind of stuff, and then you're sprinting the whole time, you know. So it's
that was something you would load on it. Let's back up, Greg. It's something that you said that you would like to do. I would say it's something that you dream about doing because you can't.
That's probably true.
Okay.
That's probably true. I enjoy taking photographs of other people doing it.
Yeah. Greg Ruff with us. Just met him yesterday. He's the athletic communications director. I'm going to put you on the I'm going to do a little quiz with you, right? There are, y'all come on now. There are 12 members of the GMAC. As this thing has grown and grown and grown, I know there's. I'm not going to hold you on to the associate members who particular, you know, may participate in one sport or the other. A lot, mostly lacrosse, right? But can you name all 12?
Are you talking about
the GMAC conference as we speak? Name.
Oh my gosh!
Ohio
Valley, Tiffin, Lake Erie, Cedarville, Findlay, Hillsdale. Oh, I'm going to miss somebody. Ursuline, Kentucky Wesleyan. Man, I'm blanking. Who am I missing?
Well, you're doing
you
pretty good.
In front of you,
dang straight, I do.
In my car, waiting for coffee.
Well, glad we got all your attention here.
Ohio Dominican.
Okay.
Ohio Dominican.
All right.
Cedarville.
Cedarville?
Got to be close.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're not counting Trevecca. You're missing one.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you say Ohio Valley?
I did say Ohio.
Ohio Dominican?
Ohio Dominican?
Malone?
Malone. I didn't say Malone. And Walsh.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. My point is,
at least I knew who I missed, right?
Yeah, and we'll delete. This will be like Richard Nixon. We'll erase this part of the tape so Mark Elliott will never hear it.
That was not my best moment.
No,
I do know that we have two new members coming in. It's Ashland and Northwood, which are two really good additions, and Ohio Valley will leave after this season. So,
well, the point was, it's just the thing's just totally blown up. I know Mark Elliott, AD, was involved in starting out. What was it, the first NCAA new league, Division I, II, or III?
25
years. I was going to say, 20-something years, right?
Yeah, it was 24, 25 years. First.
Wow. All right, Gregory, enjoy your coffee.
All right, I will do that. You have a great day.
Hey, are you going to be able to fill in for me 2 weeks from today or not? I need to know an answer on the air.
I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well,
it's a $500 fee, right?
The check's in the mail.
All right.
All right, see you, Greg.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Obviously, one of my best friends, Greg Ruff, bust each other up. He's going to be in here 2 weeks from today filling in for me because I'm going to be in Cincinnati watching the Brewers lose to the Reds. Anyway, we'll take a break. University Showcase.
When you get to be my age, you've seen just about everything. But the one thing I plan on never seeing is out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. And with Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, I'll never be out of network, so I can use the doctor I want to choose. So if you're turning 65 and have questions about Medicare supplement plans, dental, vision, or prescription drug coverage, talk to a representative today or visit us at FBHP.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Trevecca, we value the opportunity to strengthen and empower leaders. That's why we're proud to be the fastest growing graduate business school in Nashville. We offer fully online master's and doctoral degrees in business administration that will elevate your professional skills and take your career to the next level. Reach your professional peak with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Ray Dosky, Greg Pogue. TSU on the clock right now, TSUTigers.com. Just go to there and find out all things, all the social media platforms. Softball coach Andrea Browning yesterday dropping a doubleheader at Eastern Illinois, and we'll wrap up the season today with a single game at Eastern Illinois at noon today. The Flying Tigers and Tigers Bells men's and women's track and field this coming Thursday through Saturday at the OVC Championships up at Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois. They competed last week in the Kentucky Invitational. No information about that, as usual, on the TSU website. And then men's golf. Coach Parrish McGrath, he will join us in just a few moments. This past Monday through Wednesday, down at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida, 5th out of 9 at the PGA Works Collegiate Championships. Parrish, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I really think the PGA Works Collegiate Championship is a really neat event. Tell people about it.
Well, it's actually two events at one time. It's obviously a national championship for minority-serving institutions. That's, you know, got schools from Texas, all over the country come in. In addition to that, they have an individual tournament for minorities at any other school. So it's, we have kids from Nebraska, Ohio State, Tulane. I mean, just any school where minorities are have an opportunity to come play in this national championship. And it's, Division II schools, D1 schools, everybody there together. And in addition to that, it's also a job fair for young men and women to possibly go into the world of golf. And it's they do an awesome job. They've got some great sponsors with that. Comcast is on board, AIG, PGA, PGA Tour. I got to spend a few moments with Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA, to talk to him about their initiatives for bringing minorities into the game. So it's just an awesome, awesome event, and that probably is more important than the actual golf tournament. One of the things you're starting to see now are young men and women who have played in the golf tournament, who I remember watching them play, are now back as PGA professionals and are back as working in the golf industry, helping the event function and operate. So it's you're really starting to see the initiatives the PGA has taken to get more minorities in the game come to fruition.
Well, I was looking at PGA Works Collegiate Championship. I'm on their website right now, and I don't guess they had one last spring because of the pandemic. But the most recent one, and I guess the numbers will come out a little bit later on as they update their website. But in 2019, 189 students from 41 schools competed, and this is the one that struck me. 77% of the student athletes competed in the event were non-Caucasian. 16% of the field's home country was outside the United States, which I thought was 16% of the field was that. So the outreach program is more than just coming down there and, hey, let's play some golf.
It is. It really is. And you're seeing not just people get into the golf business, but they're getting great positions in the golf business. But they also are coming back to make sure that continues. And I can tell you from the talks that I had with the people at the PGA, this is not just a golf tournament where at this tournament they are dedicated to bringing minorities into the game. It's a year-round mission. And you can really tell it. It's not just a let's have this tournament and then it's over with. It is a year-round mission for what they're trying to do, and they're doing a great job of it.
Parrish McGrath, he's the TSU men's and women's golf coach. Parrish, again, with the women not playing, the men very limited, only four tournaments. It's sort of pandemic hit pretty hard, didn't it?
It did. It really did. And it was, my goal going into this year was player safety first and foremost, and pretty much exclusively. I didn't want to have anybody get sick, and this was something that nobody really knew, and I don't think people really know how it's all going to be played out years down the road. But I was probably, I would say, overcautious in a lot of the steps that we took, but I was just really wanting to make sure that the players stayed safe during this time. And it's something that at the conference championship, I have a new assistant coach now, Landon Funk, she reminded me of what I told her was these young men and women have been cooped up for a year, and it's going to take a little bit of time before they get out of that. So yeah, it was a tough year for everybody. It looks like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so definitely looking forward to getting back to the new normal, I guess you could say.
Who knows what it's going to be? It might be the old normal. The old normal could be new. It's and as you went through this, and I've talked to a lot of the people, coaches, administrators, Dr. Mickey Allen at TSU, that once you decide something, one answer begat 10 more questions.
Yes. And that was the case. And you saw that with the moves that everybody made. Ed, I think there were a lot of instances where, just depending on how COVID was in your life, probably dictated how you reacted to it. My wife had it in November. Somehow I managed not to get it. But after that, I completely changed my tune over just how dangerous this could be. And it was something that dictated pretty much every single move I made when I woke up every day to watch out for these young men and women, just keep them safe.
Well, go ahead. Now it's going to come. I know, Parrish, you're more than just a golf coach over there. You have a lot of duties within the athletic department, so I would be remiss not to ask about the hiring of Eddie George. Huh?
What happened?
it was in all the papers there, Parrish.
I had somebody text me while I was at a tournament. Is my office going to be next to Eddie's?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, Eddie who? And then I started seeing all the stuff blow up, and I was like, oh, I don't think so. And so far, I've still gotten to keep my parking spot, so that's good.
Doing the TSU games, obviously play-by-play the last 6 years, football and men's and women's basketball, somebody asked me, well, how does that affect you? I said, well, I think I'm fine unless they hire Mike Keith. So,
well, it's I couldn't be more excited, not just for Dr. Allen, who has been doing a fabulous job. I couldn't imagine trying to just keep up with him for a day. He has just really come in and just, it's something to have one project going on. Every time you turn around, he's got another one started up. And so he has really just been doing an outstanding job. And I think it's going to lift the level for everybody, for all the coaches, the staff. There's a buzz about TSU right now, and it is a great place to be. I'm having an absolute ball just thinking about everything that's going on. It's just a wonderful time to be at TSU.
Well, Parrish, always a pleasure to see you. I think one time I showed up without a mask and to do a game, and you even had one for me. So you're Johnny on the spot.
Well, If I'm going to ask everybody to follow the rules, I have to make sure that they can.
Well, I do, trust me.
we do, but no, it was it was a tough year, and I did always have an extra mask in my pocket.
Yeah, well, you kept me from having to walk back to my car. That's what you did. So,
you think about it, Greg. I would have had to actually watch you walk back to your car. So
all right, the interview's over. Hey, thanks, Parrish. Always fun. See you, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right, Parrish McGrath, the men's and women's golf coach. Yeah, they hired Eddie George over there. I don't know if you knew that. Anyway, let's take a break.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Do you desire to become a leader who can influence and encourage other employees, students, or clients? Trevecca offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate degrees in leadership that are relevant, accessible, affordable, and fully online. You'll gain skills and knowledge to lead in fields such as business, technology, education, ministry, government, and healthcare. Transform your work environment for the good. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hay Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Got a couple more moments right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Yeah, moments. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. It's early for me, too. Okay. Ray making fun of me over there. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the Millennial Sports Morning. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, and Ray Charles, Ray Dosky, will be on the show. See, you know, you don't make fun of the guy who has the mic, okay? Also, Vanderbilt baseball got the win last night over Alabama. They play again today at 2 o'clock over at the Hawk, 145 the pregame. Kevin Ingram, and then at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as well for that series against Alabama. Hey, everybody, happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers out there. Take care of your mothers, guys. And girls, have a great weekend.